She is the chancellor. It's Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, can you, you want a donut? We got plenty.
I love a donut. I can't believe I'm not there with you.
Well, the door's open.
Jenny, I live on the west side. If you need delivery, I can offer you a low, low price, easy service.
I love it.
Whatever you need.
Or car service, okay, whichever is easier for you. Jenny checks in with us every Thursday morning to keep us what's going on at the very, very busy Ivy Tech campus out on West 3rd Street on Daniels Way. And just to clear up any confusion, no fall break for you guys this week, right?
Nope. No fall break for us. We will be we'll have a break during the Thanksgiving week, but no fall break for us.
And that's kind of your mantra out there. Hey, we're a real world school dealing with real world stuff. You very rarely close for weather instances. You're not loaded with vacations, and that's part of the angle to get your kids ready for the next step in life.
That's exactly right. We're always on the move. We're always moving forward and rocking and rolling.
Well, yeah, Jenny, and you've got a lot of construction still going on as you continue to rock and roll in the right direction.
Is your helmet, have you retired your helmet yet, or are you still wearing that thing?
Construction? What? I had no idea. Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting. We're almost done. The main part of the project is about 90% complete. Still would love to give anybody out there a tour that's interested to come out and see what's going on. Last Friday, believe it or not, we moved our bookstore, our tutoring center, and our library into the expansion. It's so cool. It's unbelievable. It's a reality come true. We've waited so long. And then the rest of the areas will move around the break at the end of the fall. So it's moving fast, and it's incredible.
Is there going to be some kind of grand reopening or ceremony or anything
once it's all done? A large pair of scissors cutting a ribbon
at
some point.
Yes, there's going to be a couple of different things. So the grand reopening or dedication of the 90,000 square feet, what we're doing with that is anybody who has donated to the campus or to the campaign in the last year or more will be invited, and it's our annual showcase of guest events that we usually have downtown. We're having it on our campus. So just prior to that event, we will be cutting the ribbon, dedicating the new space, and then moving into this event, which is fantastic. So if anybody's donated, you're going to get an invitation. Still not too late to donate. You can donate as much as a dollar. Of course, we'd love more. And our campaign is doing very, very well. And so I'll be able to announce where we are there. But the Showcase of Chefs event is an annual event. We've been doing it. This will be our 11th year. And we have lots of restaurants around in Bloomington that come and share some of their great items that they sell in their restaurants, and then Big Red pairs wine with those different food items, and it's just a blast, a lot of fun, but we're going to, cut that ribbon just beforehand.
Our guest this morning is Jenny Vaughn. She's with Ivy Tech. She's the chancellor out there on West 3rd Street, and you have some students who are receiving some scholarships, the 2015 Frank Lanza Memorial Scholarship. Tell us about Frank Lanza and who is winning money in his name.
Well, one of our students, his name is Tim Batts, and he was selected out of 20 students across the nation, and he's a Phi Theta Kappa student. So Phi Theta Kappa.
Yeah, what's that? I have no idea what that is. So
it's the honorary, it's the scholar program. It's just like Phi Beta Kappa in the four-year school, so it's an honorary group. You have to maintain a 3.5 GPA throughout your
Like I said,
career.
I have no idea what you're talking
Took
about.
Took me out of the running.
Yeah.
That's better than a B, let's put it that way. So anyway, Tim Bass, one of our students, won that national award. He won a $2,500 scholarship, and we're just super proud of him and all the things that our students in Phi Theta Kappa do. They're generous with their time helping people in the community and of course, our own students on campus. So it's great, and congratulations to him.
Wonderful.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest. She's a chancellor at Ivy Tech. And your nursing students, they're always making news. They ran into some pretty cool people here recently. Tell us about it with the Global Health Corps.
Yeah, we had a really cool opportunity. Our friend at Cook Group, Gretchen Gutman, allowed us to, made it happen for us to be able to send some students, some faculty, some of our honor students to Indianapolis to meet with former President George W. Bush's daughter, Barbara Bush, who is really doing some pretty interesting things with global health. And she had an event there in Indy, and our students got to meet with her one-on-one privately you know, there were less than 20 people in the room, and 15 of them were, most were nursing students and honor students from our campus and some employees of faculty and people like that. And they got to meet with her one-on-one and ask her some, you know, pretty intense questions about what's going on in the world, you know, with global health and things like that. So, and thanks again to Cook Medical and Cook Group for allowing us to fit our students.
How are you replacing Keith at Ivy Tech? We're struggling here in the studio. Obviously, I've had to bring in my heavyweight hitters here this morning, but can you get on without him?
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to cancel the whole football program.
Right.
He was our referee. I mean,
exactly
what am I going
right.
to do?
Who's going to learn the rules to these kids?
Keith, it's time to put up the stripes. I'm sorry.
He put in 50 good years. I think you get to watch, and that. What's next?
I know. I can't believe we can't go without Keith Klein. There's just no way. So, you know, wishing him well. Hope he recuperates very quickly, and I hope to get to see him today sometime.
Well, tell him hello from all of us. I'm not going to bring my disease-carrying children into the hospital, so I need him back here at some point.
Yes.
We don't need that happening. Jenny, thank you as always for your time. Don't forget, though, there's some stuff coming up at the this Saturday, 2 days from now, at the Waldron.
That's right. There's a couple of the plays are going.
That's right.
The play is going on, but it actually closes this weekend, and the final performance is Saturday, and that's Mr. Marmalade. It's a very dark comedy.
Oh, that means Weikart's in it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's the lead.
There you go.
But it's not recommended for anybody under the age of 18, but it does. There is a showing tonight, tomorrow night, and then the last show is Saturday. So I'll be going to that show in the Rose Fire Bay. It's supposed to be a fantastic show.
Well, good. We'll need a full report on it next Thursday to hear how it went. And enjoy your weekend, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny.